Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Welcome to Rosecast, the most anticipated episode of the season, number one Bachelor Recap podcast, hosted by Bill and Rachel, best friend duo. Finally, what we've been waiting for.
This is what we always really been looking forward to for this.
The women tell all. Not that bad, I don't think. I don't think it was as bad as I was. The key to life is to go in with low expectations, and that way you can't be disappointed.
Rim,
this wasn't that bad.
You get out of stuff what you put in. You
come in with a good hour now.
Come in with a good attitude. You're gonna have a good show. Now listen to me.
Did you
I came
do
in
that?
With a bad attitude, and I came away thinking it was a bad show. Okay.
It was. I believe these episodes benefit from the lack of a live audience. There is less reason to increase the decibel level over your opponent and
sure
less
pandering.
Incentive to let definitely less pandering and less incentive to dunk on people. It's more of a, it's closer to a real life discussion
sure
between people with disagreements. Not all the sure way there, it'll never get there, but this was a little closer. That said, I don't anticipate analyzing every little thing that occurred here. I hope you don't.
I just don't have the notes to good do that. No, I don't. No.
Good.
No. No.
Let's hit record on the Zoom. There we go. First time doing this.
Here we go. Here we go.
Here we go.
Welcome to the Rosecast.
Keep in mind the drama from this season. We didn't enjoy it when it happened. Why would we enjoy a rehash
just
of it?
Just something to keep in mind. Now, hey, listen, Rim. There were a few parts of this whole episode that pleasantly surprised me.
Ooh.
I enjoyed portions of the show a lot.
Wow.
Okay? A lot. Stay tuned.
I liked, there was one thing.
2 minutes from now when we get to it.
There was one thing that they showed that I enjoyed, but I also was like, why didn't you show this?
Well,
during the season,
yeah, the joy quickly turned into rage.
Why didn't you show us this? All right, so I have notes here.
Okay,
first segment. This is how I divided it up: first segment, second segment, third segment. That's all. All right, so not everybody's there. A bunch of people are there. Chris starts peppering questions. Hey, say something. Kayla starts it off. She says it was exhilarating to meet Matt James, the TikTok star.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Abigail said he blew her expectations out of the water, which is crazy because the expectations, I imagine, for everybody were high.
Pretty high, yeah.
Then we get a shirtless montage, frivolous drama montage. Jasenia and MJ rehash their beef. Anything stand out to you about... Most of these come to no resolution. We leave in the same spot where we started with these things.
Pretty much. It seemed that MJ had some backing more than I think it looked like when the season was going on. There were some people that came to her defense.
Mari, to name one.
Yep. She had a lot of screen time here. Mari did. This whole episode.
This, for me, this boiled down to, well, that's just my personality. And then
I mean, it ended up with everyone was just kind of everyone was cool at the end of it. It didn't seem like this needed to be brought up again.
The new group, they talked a little bit about the new group. Ryan says it was a rough start. Mari says Victoria took it a little too far sometimes.
Yeah,
sure. I think Mari had a reasonable take on Victoria. Like, you know, when a lot of stuff maybe you didn't see, Victoria seemed like a normal, reasonable person. They all, you know, implying that maybe they only showed the parts
bad
where she
it.
Took it too far, which was a lot. And then Ryan, the dancer, reiterates that she's not a hoe. Very important to make sure everyone knows that on this show.
Clear that up.
Victoria responds by saying, well, people made fun of me.
Now, I don't know exactly where Victoria... She had two options. Apologize profusely for the stuff she said, or talk about the stuff that's happening to her. And it seems like
she went with the latter here.
She took that route.
I thought, okay, we're getting Victoria defensive.
She's,
no apologies, Victoria, for the whole episode. But then the next segment, like, I'm so sorry. I was like,
no.
Did they talk to her during the break? Why didn't you apologize for the first time?
She asked Ryan, are you just like sensitive? What's the situation here? Because I've been getting a bunch of stuff worse than you got, and I'm handling it better than you are. So what's the deal?
An irrelevant point to me. You could say both things. You could say I'm sorry, but also they've been treating me better.
Sure.
How Victoria handles her mentions is irrelevant to
absolutely
Ryan.
Absolutely.
This, I noted here, this was a moment. If there were a live audience, this would have gotten
up. It would have turned up. It would have turned up.
Absolutely. But it didn't. It just kind of fizzled out.
It just ended, yeah.
Nothing came of it, which I appreciated. I'm glad we didn't spend too much time on it. Victoria probably should have apologized. Second segment. I'm treating this like a half day school, you know, a Wednesday early out. That's how I'm feeling today. Like,
half as much work to do. Half as much work, but then also you just don't do any work because there's no way you can really get into stuff with the amount of time you can't really get into it completely. So why do anything at all?
Half days should have been no days, as far as I'm concerned. Second segment. Victoria apologized. Actual apology to Katie for name calling, for the name calling.
That's fair.
Katie accepted her apology. What do you make of this interaction? This actually did turn out.
Katie, I feel like Katie came off a little bad. The rest of the girls made it seem like there was not a bad situation in the house except for Katie, like turning things up. So kind of throwing gasoline on the fire that might have just fizzled out to begin with. You kind of turned it up and made this a thing. People were questioning if she did that to get more time with Matt or something. I didn't fully understand that claim. Like, obviously, if you're starting the drama, it's not for Matt, really. So,
yeah.
But she got a lot of that coming from different angles. A lot of people kind of digging into Katie here.
Katie was a little early on, came off a little tiny bit defensive. Mm-hmm. It's hard for me to believe that everything was good before Katie brought it up to Matt, because it wasn't. The Brittany rumor was before she said something to Matt. The MJ Jasenia stuff was before she said, and like almost all of Victoria was before she said something to Matt. You know, we can talk about whether or not she should have said anything to Matt before bringing it up in front of the group. A lot of people had some quibbles about that, but to say it was everything was good before Katie brought it up is just like fault. That's not true.
Well, here's the thing, though. I trust Chelsea as the one of the most trustworthy people in the house for no reason.
I
trust her that way. But when she spoke up during this Women Tell All, I listened, and she seemed on the side that the house was fine. And then Katie, like, I feel like it's somewhere in between. Don't you feel like
it's probably all of this is all somewhere in between, I imagine.
Yeah.
But I don't remember.
But yeah,
who
you're
was.
Right. The Britney stuff
hard to believe.
Happened. And then, like, a segment later, we have Britney on and she's talking about how her life is ruined. So situation
wasn't
good.
A drama-free house.
Yeah, the house wasn't good.
Anything else on this segment? I mean, I have more notes, but I don't particularly wanted to. It seemed to me like a lot of people didn't like that Katie told Matt.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to.
And it seemed to me like a lot of those people were the ones who like got caught.
Little dabbling in the bullying themselves. Listen, it's hard to
and I would have gotten away with it too if it weren't for you meddling kids. This would have, we would have been fine if it weren't for you, Katie. No one would ever known.
Well said. Yeah. I think it's hard to look in the mirror when you've done something wrong and fully come clean to it. And I think some of these people didn't really want to admit, you know, that they might have had a hand in some of the stuff that happened in this house.
Yeah. Last thing I'll say here, I can see why one might be upset with Katie. Like you said, I can see both sides, and that's not a fun take. But
podcast hot take.
Yeah, it doesn't make for anything good, but I can see why one might be upset with Katie for taking up the mantle on behalf of others. Maybe you're thinking, hey, you know, let's hash this out ourselves. We can handle this amongst ourselves. We're adults. But I also didn't see any of Brittany, Ryan, whoever saying thanks, but no thanks, Katie. The only people who seemed upset at Katie were the people who were, like you said, dabbling. Maybe they didn't show it, and maybe the truth's somewhere in the middle. I don't know. But
yeah, I hear you. No, I hear you. I thought it was a little weird in the same sense that the people that she stood up for didn't stand up for her back.
Yeah, they didn't say anything.
They didn't say anything. It was just Katie versus the people that were mad at her. Nobody really, like Brittany didn't say anything.
Brittany didn't say anything.
Riley didn't say anything. The people didn't really back up Katie, which, again, it might just be editing and maybe we didn't see everything, but was a little strange to me.
Next up, Brittany in the hot seat. Chris calls her up, says, this is one of the craziest rumors I've ever heard doing this show. I'm a big fan of how they put all these things in promos. They hype up the bad stuff, and then afterwards they're like, wow, can you believe how bad that was? We're all good, though, right? I mean, everything's fine.
There's no emotional distress here or anything like that that'll have lasting effects on your life, will it?
This is just, it's hard to... If they really cared, they could have just not showed any of it. They could have just not shown any of it. It would have been possible to have the season without show, but they don't, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. They could have not showed any of it and give us those group dates instead. So it would have been very easy to not include this drama completely, and then Brittany wouldn't have anything to worry about.
Keep in mind, this whole, we're talking about the Brittany rumor that Anna started. Never forget that Anna brought it up in a group setting.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that she did that.
She brought it up in a group setting, and then she brought it up to Brittany directly and was like, hey, I just brought this up in a group setting, just a heads up.
That's right. That's what I meant. Brittany was in the room. They're like, hey, yeah. you want to deny
you
this?
You want to know what we're all talking about? I told everyone this.
What did you make of Anna's apology? Did it seem genuine to you?
Yeah, she seems genuinely remorseful to me.
Yeah.
About what she did. I think she knows she fucked up bad. I don't want to defend her in any ways because it wasn't good, but it's understandable that someone would make an out of character moves when they're on a reality TV
Absolutely.
Show.
Absolutely.
It makes sense to me. She did seem genuinely sorry, and she apologized to Brittany, and Brittany accepted it. So what else do you want? I did find it funny again. Victoria asks her why she brought this up to begin with. Victoria didn't need to really chime in here, but that Anna said Chicago's a small town. She said something like this earlier too.
People running the same crowds, I imagine. I don't know.
What's this going on?
What one thing that Anna
a
said
town?
That caught
I've never
me.
Heard Chicago called a town to begin with.
She said, I was receiving messages. I think I have this right. I was receiving messages from people because Victoria was like, who told you this?
Mm-hmm.
I was receiving messages from people who knew your ex-boyfriends.
Not a good source.
That's two or three.
That's not a good source.
Degrees of separation.
You can't see why there might be an ex-boyfriend might have a little hard feelings. It's what they're saying. Some rumors they're spreading might not be true. You can't see that.
No journalistic credibility. rigor going on here.
No.
Brittany accepted the apologies, like you said. There have been, there have been times in my life that I've said stuff about people and I wish I could take it back. Of course, everyone can relate to that.
Everyone's done that. Yeah.
And, you know, let's not destroy Anna's life as well. I don't, a seemingly sincere apology from Anna. I had here not the worst way to end that storyline. Still not enjoyable as a viewer, but it could have been worse, this storyline.
Sure.
Ending. Now on to a simultaneously enjoyable and infuriating segment.
I don't know if I've ever been more mad at the producers, and I've been pretty mad.
Yeah. This is unforgivable. Dates they didn't air. This was an entire segment, plural.
Plural.
It wasn't, oh, we didn't do this date. There was multiple dates. And then if you watch like the credit scene, there might have been even more that didn't
There's
show.
More. There's more.
I'm going to run down the dates. A what's in the box date.
Hey, let me point out, these weren't just dates, Rim. These are good dates.
Yeah.
These are awesome TV dates. These are, most of them were like Fear Factor.
Yes, Fear Factor.
Mix with Bachelor, which is right up our alley, which is up everyone's alley. Everyone loves Fear Factor. Why are we not being shown this footage?
I would take a
full, I would take the full date. Just give me an hour. I'll do an extra day. You give me a Wednesday where you show me this entire date as a Fear Factor style date. 1 hour. I'll watch the whole thing.
Listen, ABC. Everyone has pretty much been in a bad mood for a year. We could have used a fun season of the show. Instead, you cut out fun and dates and played up storylines that put everyone in a bad mood.
Put us in a worse mood. And these are type of situations where you really get to know the people.
Of course, yeah.
Like, we got to see the fun side of some of these people we haven't even... Like, Victoria, I come away thinking, oh, she's kind of funny. Like, what? Give us... This type of
Give
stuff.
Give us these dates.
Give us these goddamn dates. Give us the footage.
It's crazy. And you're right. These moments, you get to know someone way more as a viewer in these like unplanned.
It humanizes them a little bit.
Spontaneous moments.
Yeah, absolutely.
Way more than any speech. Because anyone can do a little. Because when you go have the one-on-one time with the lead, you start off with a speech. And that's what
absolutely.
They show. So it's you know, good or bad people, they all do it.
Rehearsed, yeah.
Yes, exactly. Anyway, here are the dates. What's in the box date? They had
Incredible.
To grab a ring from boxes with insects in them.
That's awesome.
It's awesome. Usually these dates where you, or these activities where you can't see what's in the box, it's funny. The person is scared of something that isn't in there. They're like, what's in here, a snake? But they told them what was in there. And appeared
then
to
that
be
was
really
actually
what was
in
there.
Yeah, it's really what was in there.
Killer bees, go ahead and stick your hand in there. And then they did. So I don't know why hiding it was, I don't know. Still fun.
Very fun.
The second was a portion of a date they didn't air when they did the race with Ben, which
Ben
was
Higgins,
eating
yeah.
a ton of pancakes and then slugging a stein of beer.
Look, you can't give us that 5 minutes. Really, you
Not
can't.
Even.
You can't fit that in.
Then they had a date they didn't show, hide and seek. Everyone eventually gets in the hot tub. Kit is lost, can't find them. That's funny.
Just funny. The pancakes, we didn't mention this, but it sounded like the pancakes were really bad, which made it even worse for them. Some of the girls were throwing the beer and the pancakes on the ground. Victoria spilled her entire beer on purpose. Funny stuff happening on this entire date.
Sad. And then there's also... What is this, four now? The boxing group date.
That's four, yeah.
The first part of the date, they apparently ate raw eggs, like more Fear Factor, but also like Rocky.
Rocky, yeah.
And Katie puked. And that
was funny.
That also funny.
That's everything they showed me.
Sad.
Would have been one of the highlight moments of this season if they showed me the
Big
entire
laughs.
Date. Big laughs. Great. Have you ever done the raw egg deal, Rim?
No, I've thought about it. I've thought like
I have
wow.
too. I've thought about let me just shape. Go downstairs and crack. Let me go crack an egg and really fucking get into fitness.
Get into fitness.
Let me crack this egg.
Listen, I've thought about it. I used to be a huge egg guy. I used to eat eggs constantly.
Yeah,
but I go in phases.
Never a raw egg. Okay.
No, I mean it's you just cook it and it's. Side note: not showing this stuff. show it. It doesn't need to be said, but this is why people, and it's been this way for as long as the show's been on, but this is why people act the way they do when they go on the show, because they know what will get them screen time. This is why Victoria went on the show and was Victoria, because it's guaranteed screen time. Being cool and fun, like Michelle, they won't show you. Sorry, you're going to be in the credit scene if you're lucky. Up next, Katie in the hot seat, reminiscing there about their flimsy connection. Her and Matt. Flimsy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to tell us otherwise. I'll say it. What'd you make of this?
There's nothing to see here, Rim. There's never that good of a connection. You can't fool me into sitting her up on the hot seat like there was a big connection here. You can't. You're not going to fool me.
No.
No, sir.
What did you make of her her obvious bachelorette audition?
Pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Okay. You want me to read you the quotes?
Yeah, let's hear it.
These are, I'd say there were 9 consecutive sentences that were what I would describe as bachelorette audition sentences. Number one, she mentioned that she's 30 years old now, so she's wondering why she's still single. Is there somebody out there who wants me for me? If only she had an opportunity to meet a bunch of eligible men, maybe.
If only she had a situation where she could meet 30 eligible men.
She would
definitely be able to find a suitable companion for life.
She'll never stop pursuing love, though, Ibi. No matter what roadblocks you put in front of her, she'll never stop looking for her person.
Hey, like I said, pretty good. This is pretty good. What do you want me to say? Pretty good.
It was pretty good. It was just the quantity.
It was funny.
The quantity. There was a large quantity.
Yeah.
Anyway, so hopefully Katie's person is still out there. We'll see on next season of The Bachelorette.
Do you think they're going to announce? What's going on here?
I don't know.
You know.
No, well... Oh, but am I giving it away right now? I don't think that's the case anymore. I don't think they know yet.
Oh, really?
Okay. Right now, I think they have changed their strategy.
Well, can you tell me who it was then?
Potential spoiler alert. I'm going to say the name of the person who was originally slated to be the Bachelorette.
Who was it supposed to be?
It was Katie.
It was supposed to be Katie?
Well, let's go back.
Said
potential spoiler alert. I'm bleeping that out. A lot of editing going on here. Potential spoiler alert. I'm going to say the name of the person who was originally slated to be the Bachelorette. There, I'm going to put that in before.
Mm-hmm.
You got the answer. Spoiler alert over. Yeah, that's what so and so said. Yes, they don't say that here. I don't know any other developments.
People are calling Voldemort on the Facebook page, by the way, because of how we treat his name.
I did. I got bored watching this last night, and I did look up the location for where they're filming the next one.
That's not a spoiler. Okay. Give me the name.
All right. Potential spoiler if you don't want
to. This is not a spoiler. No, give me the location.
I got to tell you, the location absolutely confirms that they're just going to the highest bidder. Because they said they were looking for somewhere cold. They're going to New Mexico in the desert to a Hyatt Regency. Allegedly. Mm. And it's not a jaw-dropper location.
I don't know what I think about that.
It's not a jaw-dropper location.
Okay, I do know what I think. I don't like it.
Yeah. It's not a jaw-dropper location. I don't know what to tell you. But next up, Abigail in the warm and comfortable seat. Not hot seat here.
Nothing hot. Nothing hot here.
What'd you make of this, AB? Matt, she mentioned Matt gave her reassurance at every step of the way.
Well, I forgot about... Remember when they did that thing early where they did... We're going to have a signal for each other?
That's right. When we're
on group dates, we do it. They never did
never
it
used.
Again. I was going to... I said I was going to pay attention closely to that going forward. I didn't because it was never, ever used again. Maybe she used it a couple times, but he didn't. Matt never used that signal.
She was over here. What was it? Tugging on her ear?
I think it was tugging on your ear. So she's probably tugging on her ear.
Yeah,
Matt was
like,
acting like he couldn't see her.
Matt probably saw him was like, something wrong with your ear? He just totally forgot about the signal.
What's going on?
They talk a little bit about how her deafness and her being on TV was a big deal for that.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting distinction I had not thought about. She was born without hearing. Some people lose their hearing. Some people are born without hearing. She was born without hearing. She can't hear without her implants, but she's not part of the what she called capital D deaf community because she can communicate. She talks. She can communicate verbally.
She doesn't. Yeah,
and
she doesn't
use sign language. Yeah. Which I found interesting.
This is I learned some stuff here.
I hadn't thought about that.
No. I hadn't either. No.
Sound of Metal, by the way, awesome movie. I highly recommend Sound of Metal. Same topic.
Okay.
It's good. Riz Ahmed. Anything else?
Matt comes out with his beard.
No.
Is that later?
Maybe that's three segments later. You got somewhere to be?
I skipped ahead here. No, I got nothing. Right. I got nothing on Abigail.
Break time. Quick break.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Piper on the hot seat. I'll run down this. You apparently didn't take notes on the next two. All right.
I got nothing on Piper. We just had Piper.
I know. Wait, when? Where?
She just left.
I know. I know that. I'm not doing this because I want to.
Listen, I'm not gonna sit there and watch a Piper conversation, someone who I didn't consider a contender.
Yeah.
Sit down and tell me why they were a contender. I'm not gonna do that.
I got notes.
What do you got?
Last name James intro. Forgot about that. Piper James. That was a good intro.
That was good.
She was heartbroken after not getting a rose. I have that note.
Okay.
She feels like this was an interesting angle I've never heard before from a contestant. She feels like she blindsided herself because she wasn't paying attention to the other connections. She was kind of saying, I should have known. I should have seen that coming. Because it was clear, especially watching the show, that he was much closer with everyone else.
To be fair, all of them should be doing like people in general, when they come on the show, don't do a good enough job of really paying attention to what else is going on and what other connections there are.
Or at least, yeah, being aware.
Focus
on you and Matt only, yeah. But be aware that,
hey, there's some other big time connections going on here.
Yeah. Yeah. That person was really happy when they came back from their one-on-one date. Also interesting, she said she was in love with Matt.
Mm.
Quote, by the time I got, this is news to AV, by the time I got to my one-on-one, I told him I was falling in love, but I was actually in love with him. Then Chris says, thanks for coming. That was it. Serena P, hot seat. Montage of their time together and breakup. She tries to keep it together. Like, oh,
did she regret it, Rim? Here's what happened. I was watching this, and then Chris was like, they did a little spoiler, I think, to the commercial, and was like, do you have any regrets breaking up with Matt? Any regrets at all? And she looked a little nervous there. What did she say when she came back? Because I didn't catch it. What did she say? Did she regret it or not, Rim? I'm a guess,
She definitely didn't say, I regret it. I don't think she said she didn't regret it. Mm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I don't know. I got some quotes.
Okay.
No, I don't think she regretted it at all.
No regrets.
Not reading the quotes I wrote down.
Okay.
She said, I care about him still so much. The last thing I ever wanted to do was hurt him. As much as really hard, I would be doing him a disservice by staying. She also mentioned that her family could tell something was off when they did hometowns. And Matt, they could tell that Matt wasn't the person she wanted to spend the rest of her life with. She said this planted the seed of doubt for her, which I don't think that's true because she did not seem to want to stay
on the
one-on-one day.
Rim saw the doubt weeks before, yeah.
Maybe a week.
A week, yeah.
So that was a Serena P. I don't think she regretted it is the big takeaway.
Okay.
Man, the hot seat. What are your comments about Matt's beard, AB?
Here he comes with the notes. Here he comes with the beard. Good beard. What do you want?
I loved it. Yeah. It's I just meant I was making fun of this is where your notes picked up.
Yeah, the notes are back here. I wrote, they talk about him with the eye kissing. He seemed to genuinely not know that was a big thing, which is wild. I wrote down here, Matt's kind of funny. We don't really get that a lot, but Matt's funny. Matt did,
I think so too.
He made fun of himself, self-deprecating with the eye kissing stuff. The girls were roasting him. Everyone was having a good time.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Great beard.
He addressed MJ for some reason.
Explained his decision.
I don't think that decision needed further clarification.
Yeah. No.
Serena C said something interesting. A little CYA from Serena C, but also I think a valid comment. She says, I hope that watching us, you know, on the show doesn't make you see us in a bad light. There was an air of like, we can all agree that none of us are who we appeared on TV, and they don't generally acknowledge. They're kind of saying like they edited to make us look better or worse than we really are. And everyone kind of agreed with that. So that was, and Matt understood that.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what Matt says. He said something about you're all good people with great character, and you may have experienced a lapse in judgment during a low moment on the show. So Matt's got a big,
he gets it.
Big capacity for forgiveness.
Absolutely. He knows their hearts. He knows their hearts.
He knows their hearts.
That's the new thing. That's a new thing with Bachelor Nation is I know their heart.
I know your heart.
I know your heart.
After the break, Matt's still in the hot seat. Everyone says
the
nice things about...
The seat was not hot.
No. 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 The seat's never hot for the lead. Except
sometimes
Peter.
It is.
Maybe Ari. Yeah, okay, all the leads.
Sometimes it is. Usually the usually the Bachelors... They've fucked up in some way, and the seat's pretty hot. But
who's the audience? Like I said, when we were watching the old season, they were like, can you believe Brad Womack, the worst guy ever, right, everybody? And I just put, Matt, same answers as every other lead. Someone would go, why'd you break up with me? And he goes, well, other relationships progress further.
They're further along, yeah.
Nothing else on that?
No.
Are we almost done here?
Yeah, we're almost done.
I'm having a great time.
Yeah.
Bloopers. What'd you make of the bloopers?
Bloopers were fun. I always argue that we could get a full 30-minute segment out of this. If you just give us bloopers, they're always fun, no matter what the show. I love them. I'm always a big fan. You get to see the real person a little bit more. And it's behind the scenes, which we always love, too.
Just show more during the episode, too. Just show them.
Why do you have to cut out when funny stuff happens to people? Why do you have to cut that out? Just extended takes. Give us the bloopers as they happen.
Exactly. JoJo and Tayshia were there. Another half date.
That's crazy.
Show.
That's crazy that they didn't include them. I don't understand. I don't understand this. Do that. Yeah.
No, it's dumb. It's dumb.
I can't wrap my head around the decisions.
They almost shouldn't have showed us this because now we're like, so you're just telling us what a bad job you did with how you presented the season.
What's going on?
Matt can skateboard. Found that surprising given his height. He was doing it on like a mini half pipe. Did you see that, AB?
Yeah,
you're looking
it.
Like you didn't see that.
No, I saw it. And they did some skating. They did a skating thing with him and Katie earlier too. So I think skating's a thing for Matt.
He's just a skateboarder.
Didn't know that.
You'd be lying if you're our age and didn't think, I'm going to try getting into skateboarding someday because of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. At some point, we all had that. I can do a 50-50 grind.
Let me hit that half pipe real quick.
Easy. Anything else on the bloopers?
Mm-mm. Loved them.
AB's getting hungry. All right. At the end, Chris pretends they bubbled up to make the women tell all happen, which is the biggest lie I've ever heard in my life.
That is a lie.
He's like, thanks. All you had to go through to make this happen. I don't even want to hear it, Chris.
You didn't bubble up. Please. Are you surprised that they didn't bring Heather on? I feel like she deserved to be there.
Someone messaged and said she was there. I haven't run the tape, but there was no evidence that I saw that she was there.
Interesting.
These are probably a lot like the Bravo reunions where they shoot, you know, five times as much as they show for these reunions.
Well, yeah, they always they talk about on The Challenge that they do those reunions too, and it takes like 2 days, a full like 16 hours of recording to get like 2 hours of footage.
When you can tell on all MTV reunions,
those guys are gassed by the end.
Well, not only that, those are the single worst edited TV shows of all time. Are any MTV reunions? They chop the whole time. You can tell.
Yep.
Do you want to talk about the preview? Did you see the preview?
No, I didn't watch the preview.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, that's fine.
Matt's dad is there.
That's interesting.
I thought so too. Because he's made it seem like
he's out of the picture.
Like didn't know each other.
Yeah.
And he's there and they have a
wow.
They have a back and forth. That will be interesting.
Okay.
And a lot of crying from everyone involved. That's my preview of the preview.
I had it on, but I wasn't paying that much attention. I heard Chris say something like, are you sure? Do you want to continue with this season? And Matt's like, no. But that's obviously just editing tricks there. Nothing to see here, right?
No. That seemed real. No, I believe him. He quits. I don't know. A couple mailbag things. You didn't have a question, but we got some random texts.
Okay.
This is from Jay, and I've redacted the person's name. Newish to your show. I liked your comment about how you don't want your ex to make it far on the show. Now, this is all hearsay, whatever. I believe it.
If my send us a message, it's 100% fact in my eyes. I don't question anything about you.
You're trustworthy.
Trustworthy. I trust you, Rosecast Nation.
My college roommate's ex...
College roommate's ex. My college roommate's ex.
That's pretty close.
That's close.
Made it far on Redacted's season.
Did they give the name?
They gave the name of the season, but I will not be saying the name of the season.
Did they give the name of the person?
No.
Who cares about the season?
No, we're not doing it. No.
You don't even know who it is. You've redacted enough.
Because if I say the name of the season, you'll be able to go...
But you won't be able to tell who it is.
Only one person probably had a story like... Yeah, you will, because there's probably only one or two people who had a story like this.
Okay, well, whatever
Here's
you...
Here's the story.
You're redacting too much. I need to be able to figure out who it is.
They asked me to redact it. I'll put it that way.
Oh.
The mailbag listener, yeah.
Respect okay, well, off mailbag. Air, I need to hear what they're who it is.
And he had a sob story about how his ex, my roommate, cheated on him. Meanwhile, he was the one who cheated on her. There is no fact-checking going on over there. None.
Of course, when you go on TV, you can say whatever the hell it is you want about your ex, and they're going to come off bad. There's nothing they can do about it. They don't have the platform.
Thank you, Jay.
That's crazy.
Catherine from Ohio, and maybe this leads us into our next segment, AB. I used to vacation at Nema Colon in the fall when I was a kid with my family. The path where Bree took Matt on the Jeep is something I've done. Bree definitely made it a little rougher for Matt, but almost after killing her, he deserved it. Nema Colon is as big as it seems, and he has a little bit of everything, including a zoo. They have lots of different places to stay. The lodge is where the girls are staying, but there's also houses across the property where the hometowns were and where Matt is staying. Also, you're pronouncing Nema Colon wrong.
Ooh.
It's Nema Colon.
Nema Colon, okay.
Not Nema Colon. Thank you, Catherine.
I feel like they're pronouncing it wrong, too. Like, I feel like Chris is saying it wrong.
Wouldn't shock me. But I was pronouncing it wrong in the beginning to set that up. At the end, it didn't hit. Also, several people wrote in to say that Boyz II Men was on Andy Dorfman's season of The Bachelorette. I've not seen that one. And you probably have, which is why you remember that.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. All right. No headlines of the week.
Course not.
What else you got, AB?
We got a map here, Rim, from Bridget in the Facebook group of Nema Colon.
Nema Colon.
What? Didn't you just say? A lot of talk about what's on this resort. It's time to get down to the nitty gritty, Rim.
All right. I haven't studied this. I've got it pulled up. What stands out to you, AB? Where's the cigar lounge?
The cigar lounge appears to be...
There's obviously a cigar lounge.
There is a cigar shop and a cigar lounge that we would frequent if... One thing about Rim and AB, went
Nothing
through a cigar
better.
Phase. I'm kind of proud of it, but...
I'm extremely proud of it.
There is a cigar bar. It's right next to the fine jewelry shop room. There's also a tea lounge.
I've wanted to get into tea for quite some time.
Tea lounge would be nice. A nice autumn patio.
Why is there a lecture hall? This is a vacation resort, is it not? I suppose it could be a convention center, too.
There's a lecture hall. There's some meeting rooms.
Kids appears to be spelled with a Z.
Kids?
At all places?
Kids is spelled with a Z all over the map. I don't understand why they did that.
Just kind of a fun little twist. Croquet court? Shame they didn't play croquet.
There's a kids club, a kids spa, which I have never heard of. A kids exclusive spa.
These people they're living different lives, AB.
Let's see what else they got in here.
Look how small the rooms are compared to the chateau.
Where
on
are the
right.
rooms? Where
you see that little strip right there where it says guest rooms 1200 to 1500? It's the small strip. It looks like a hallway compared to the.
Okay, I do see. Yeah, I see some more rooms here. Mm-hmm.
Designated area for pet relief. Interesting.
That is interesting.
Multiple designated areas for pet relief. How are y'all bringing your pets to this hotel?
I don't understand anything. There's a giant ballroom that appears to be like, I don't know how, is this to scale? Because if so, the ballroom appears to be bigger than all the rooms they have there combined.
That would appear to be the case.
All the guest rooms could fit inside this one ballroom that they have, a giant ballroom.
They have an aquarium with a shell collection nearby. I'm interested in that as well.
Very interested. Badminton court. There's a kids exclusive with the Z indoor pool.
The kids are
really
living large with no adult supervision.
No, you just send them over to the, let's see here.
I'll be honest. I thought this would be a lot stupider. This is very appealing to me. Yeah. I'm very interested.
This is good. There's a lot. There's mini golf, something called Mystic Mount. I mean, this seems awesome
this cool.
for kids. This seems awesome. When you get to Nemecolon, maybe, if someone that's been there can let us know, but is it just free reign for the parents? It seems like a
drop the kids off.
You go vacation. Do your thing on one half of the resort and then the kids just go to the other half. It's all safe.
I like what's going on here. I really do.
I do too. I do too.
All right. Well, I'm glad. Who shared that with us, AB?
Bridget.
Bridget, thank you. All right. Anything else?
They announced the After the Final Rose host rim, Emmanuel Acho. Huge fan. I learned about him from it's a Facebook show that he has. He had some huge names on it. Uncomfortable Conversations with a Black Man or something like that. Is that what it's called?
Yes. Chip and Joe.
Chip and Joe were on there.
huge names.
What are your thoughts here? I'm a big fan of it.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be great. I'm not super familiar with him. I haven't seen it. He's not on ESPN anymore, so I don't see him much. But I'm sure he'll handle it in a way that is probably not provocative of drama and conflict, which is kind of the opposite of what Chris likes to tee people up and let them go at it, which is, you know, his job. This is, I imagine, will be a different experience.
Yeah, I've enjoyed some of this. He put out some stuff this past year that I enjoyed having conversations with people. He sat down with an entire police force once. He has some good videos out there, definitely worth checking out before After the Final Rose. But he says it in a way that is more acceptable to a large portion of America. Mm. You know, he has these conversations without turning a large portion of people away right off the bat. Now,
gotcha.
I'm
not antagonistic.
Yeah, not antagonistic and more comfortable. He has I know his thing is uncomfortable conversations, but those conversations are a little more comfortable
there's positives from that because you're probably attracting eyeballs you wouldn't otherwise attract. So
absolutely,
you know,
yeah,
we'll see. I'm sure it'll be great.
Yeah, I'm as much as I was not happy or not excited to watch this Women Tell All, I'm that equally as excited
to
watch
intriguing.
After the final rose. I'm very intrigued by that.
Do you think that selection speaks to maybe what happens in the finale?
Yeah, it could. Okay, all right. It definitely could.
I don't know any spoilers, but a lot of things are adding up here. You know what I mean?
There's a couple things with the choice. Number one, Rachel said that was her choice, Rachel Lindsay.
Oh,
so okay. That could be sort of an olive branch to her as well, to try to get her back in some way to the franchise. And like I said, I think he's someone that won't turn away a lot of their viewers.
I think probably makes him a good choice then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we all learn something, and it's a valuable 2 hours of television or whatever, however long he's on.
Three, six, who knows?
I wouldn't mind him, you know, going forward. He does good hosting. He does a good job of hosting different guests and interviewing, and we'll see.
All right. Good stuff.
I'm looking forward to the rest of the season.
Yeah.
I'm kind of just shutting off the outside noise at this point, and I'm just looking forward to the actual show next week. Is next week the finale?
No, we haven't even had fantasy suites.
Jesus.
Three people left.
Okay, so we got two more episodes. Is that what
two
we're looking
weeks,
at?
Yeah.
Okay.
At least.
At least.
Well, seriously, at least. I mean, it could be three. I don't know. that came off like... They came up like, I got a vacation planned for 3 weeks from now, but I don't. Anyway. All right. Hey, thanks for listening. Talk to you guys later. Yeah.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.